Today we'll be Ezra should be learning daf Yod Ches of Masechta Pesachim. The topics we're learning about include: in the previous daf we mentioned that Rabbi Yehuda retracted his original Pesach and concludes that liquids can only be Metame Kelim on the Drabbanan level. The Gemara discusses whether he holds that the ability of liquids to be Metame food is also only Medrabban. The Gemara then analyzes how Rabbi Yossi derives from the Pesukim that a liquid can be Metame food Medaraisa, but cannot be metame other liquids or kalim on the deraisa level. In the context of discussing what a food can and cannot be metame, the Gemara explains the source of the rule that ein oisa kayetzeba, a food cannot be metame another food, and a liquid cannot be metame another liquid. The daf concludes with Rava's statement that Rabbi Yossi actually holds that liquids cannot be metame anything midaraisa. When he says that they can be metame foods midaraisa, he means that his Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva, would hold that way. Some of the key terms and concepts we'll discuss in today's daf include: Mechatos is the water that the ashes of the paradum are mixed with. Although when sprinkled on somebody who is tummy from a dead body, it is mitara that person, the liquid itself is viewed as an avatama, and is mitami anyone who touches it. Daya lovim and adin li is kenidin. When we learn the halacha from a kal v'chomer, we cannot apply the halacha in a more expansive way than it is applied in the context of its original source. Sometimes when we have a halacha that could have been derived from a kal v'chomer, and the pasuk will still state it explicitly.